Okay, it's getting towards a really busy part of the school day here at St. Peter's in Walworth, St. Peter's School. It is about an hour or so before school dinner is served, so you can imagine it's quite frantic around the kitchen. But I have got some time, I'm very, very privileged, with Lorraine, who is our wonderful cook here at St. Peter's. So hello, Lorraine.
Hello.
And we also have Mrs. Ballor here.
Hi.
And we have three children to talk about the food that is on offer here at St. Peter's. So your names, please.
Hello, I'm Francis.
Hello, I'm Adaya.
Hello, I'm Kumi.
Wonderful. Okay, so maybe a good starting point could be with Mrs. Ballor. So we want to talk about really try and explain how the current menu here at St. Peter's has been developed.
The current menu came about because the government initiatives are to look at the new standards for food, and there are certain government guidelines that we have to adhere to make sure that we're offering a healthy and a balanced diet for all the children at St. Peter's. So we work closely with the children and Lorraine to devise a menu which runs on a 3-week basis. And how it works are we have a menu that's revised each term. We then go and speak to school council, who will then go and speak to the children in their classes in a circle time to get their opinions about the menu, what they like and what they dislike, and what might be changed. So, for example, if it's a winter menu and we're coming towards spring, we might think about whether we want to keep the casserole on the menu. And we come back with all the ideas, and we have a meeting with Lorraine, myself, and Jackie Thurley, the school business manager, to then put together the menu. Then Lorraine will do some taste sessions where the children get an opportunity to taste the new food, and we have lots of rewards to encourage the children to try new parts of the menu. And I think it works really, really well.
Yeah, I particularly like the involvement of the school council and the way the children have a say in the menu here. I think that's really important. But on to where all the work is done. So Lorraine, who is our chief chef, I think we can call you Lorraine. So it's really kind of you to give us some time. I know you're very, very busy right now. Maybe if you explain to people listening, just as a snapshot, what is on the menu for today, please, Lorraine?
Well, today they have salmon. They have chips today as well. They don't get them very often. Peas, they've got a choice in of loaded jacket potato or noodles with sweet and sour.
And what I think is also really worth mentioning, all the food here at St. Peter's is cooked locally on the premises.
Yes, it is. Everything's cooked from fresh salad tables. They've got a side salad with a big choice of different salads, fresh, cold, slow every day.
I can certainly vouch that because Lorraine is a very, very busy lady. I tried to track her down earlier on and she was actually out at the local shop buying some food for the children. So everything here is totally fresh and cooked locally. And one thing else I want to also ask you about, Lorraine, I've been hearing wonderful things about your kebabs yesterday. Can you just explain to people listening what were in these kebabs?
What we do with a lot of the food, we actually giving away the secrets. We blend a lot of vegetables, fresh vegetables and peppers and onions, so that the kids don't actually see what they're eating, and most of them eating without even realising they're having vegetables. And plus they're cooked in the oven, so any fat is actually drained away from them, so okay. They're quite healthy.
And all the feedback I've been hearing were the kebabs were a huge success.
Yeah, the kids seem to really like them as well.
Wonderful. So I think on to our tasters. So we have our three children here. So guys, what's your opinion? What do you think, Francis, about the school meals here at St. Peter's?
I like the many foods at the school because I like having the salad because it's not like it's fresh. They didn't just make it yesterday and give it the next day. They made it fresh.
Okay, and we're a bit short of time, so quite briefly. So, a diet, your opinions, please. What do you like about school dinners here?
I think the school dinners are scrumptious, and I always finish my school dinners, partly because that there's, like, sweet corn, and I really like sweet corn on the side. And there's, like, an option, like, if you're allergic to something, there's other stuff that you could eat.
Okay, that's really good. And Kumi, please, your take on school dinners here. Are they a success?
Yes, they're a success, and I think they're really a good success because if you have like something, for example, we have chips, which we don't normally have very often. While we're having our chips, we either have sweet corn, peas, and different varieties of salads with.